Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm Nick, and I am super excited to be here with you today. We are celebrating a milestone. We have now made it through the first book of the Gospels, Matthew. We are now at Matthew chapter 28, and so we have made it. We started this journey together, and we're going through the gospel, so we've made it our first leg, so we're 1 out of 4. We're a quarter of the way there, and I'm just excited that we have stayed the course and now have made it this far. So, without any other further ado, let's read this last chapter of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the tomb. Look, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord had come down from heaven. Coming to the stone, he rolled it away and sat on it. Now his face was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so terrified of him that they shook with fear and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He isn't here, because he's been raised from the dead, just as he said. Come, see the place where they laid him. Now hurry, go and tell his disciples. He's been raised from the dead. He's going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there. I've given the message to you." With great fear and excitement, they hurried away from the tomb and ran to tell his disciples. But Jesus met them and greeted them. They came and grabbed his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go and tell my brothers that I am going into Galilee. They will see me there." Now as the women were on their way, some of the guards came into the city and told the chief priests everything that had happened. They met with the elders and decided to give a large sum of money to the soldiers. They told them, "Say that Jesus' disciples came at night and stole his body while you were sleeping. And if the governor hears about this, we will take care of it with him so that you will have nothing to worry about." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. And this report has spread throughout all Judea to this very day. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Jesus came near and spoke to them. "I have received all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. Look, I myself will be with you every day until the end of this present age." Oh, this is such a good chapter. I mean, after the last chapter, you know, we ended with Jesus dead, being buried. And now this starts off with Jesus raising from the dead, that an angel came down and rolled the stone away, sat on it. I love that it says that his face was like lightning, his clothes were white as snow. That is just a super cool picture of this angel that came and announced to everyone that Jesus was no longer dead, but he was alive. And then the ladies got to see him, and then he went and met with his disciples. And this great commission is just a great reminder to all of us of what the church is about. That our job as disciples of Jesus, Jesus followers, is to make other Jesus followers. To go and to all nations and to tell them about Jesus. And to study what he taught and then obey that in our lives. To put it into practice in our lives. And the cool thing about just what I'm doing right here, this podcast, is really that. I'm going into all the nations. I'm going everywhere around the world through the power of the internet. This is so cool to have this tool at our fingertips and available. I just have a microphone and a computer, and I'm able to spread the gospel and help us so that we can study God's word and apply it to our lives and obey everything that he's commanded. So I want to teach you, and you want to teach others, to obey everything that Jesus commanded. And we got a good glimpse of that through this Gospel of Matthew, of what Jesus taught and how to put it into practice into our lives. And so I look forward to journeying more with you as we go into Mark and seeing more of what Jesus did. We're really going to get to dive in and see how Jesus did ministry and how he lived among his disciples and the people. In Matthew, we really got to see the teachings and get to understand what Jesus taught and how he lived. And the things that were important to him. We learned a lot of the things that we need to do to put into practice in our lives, and we're going to learn more of that as we continue on. But hope this has been beneficial to you. I'm excited. We're a quarter of the way through. So I'll see you again tomorrow, and we'll go further in the Gospels. See you then. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I look forward to continuing through the Gospels with you. We have now made it through one Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, and I look forward to sharing with you the rest of the Gospels. Make sure you pass this on to everyone that you know.